AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A newly unsealed order in the criminal case against Guilmar Abrego Garcia reveals that high-level Justice Department officials pushed for his indictment. This came only after he was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador and then ordered to be returned to the U.S. Abrego Garcia is seeking to have the case dismissed on the grounds that the prosecution is vindictive, a way for President Trump's administration to punish him for the embarrassment of his mistaken deportation. He's pleaded not guilty in federal court in Tennessee to charges of human smuggling. More artists are canceling their scheduled performances at Washington's Kennedy Center following its renaming. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The board of Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center voted less than 2 weeks ago to rename it, and workers added Trump's name the very next day. Not long after came the cancellations, a Christmas Eve jazz concert, and now a jazz New Year's Eve, featuring the supergroup The Cookers. They didn't mention the renaming, but emphasized their commitment to music that bridges divisions. Separately, sax player Billy Harper says he would never even consider performing in a venue bearing a name that he says represents overt racism and deliberate destruction of African American music and culture. Kennedy Center President Richard Grinnell tells AP the last-minute cancellations show those artists were always unwilling to perform for everyone. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A group of Buddhist monks is persevering in their walking trek across much of the U.S. to promote peace. They've now made it to Georgia and will continue until they arrive in Washington, D.C. The group of about two dozen monks began their journey in Fort Worth, Texas on October 26th. Last month, two of its members were injured during a traffic accident near Houston, Texas. This is AP News. AP correspondent Damian Troisi has today's markets report.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell slightly on Wall Street Tuesday as trading for the year nudges closer to the finish line. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The benchmark index is still on track for a gain of more than 17% for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.2%. There is just one trading day left before the year ends. Most big investors have closed out their positions and volume has been thin. U.S. markets will be closed on Thursday for New Year's Day. The more notable action Tuesday was again in the commodities markets. Gold, silver, and copper all resumed their ascent after steep declines a day earlier. Damian Troisi, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.